You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking to Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Well, we are right about at the halfway point, a little closer to the actual halfway point than the All-Star break usually comes. And so we're doing look ahead and look back at the first half and second half. And so my first question to you, and I think the Nationals are one of the most interesting teams as far as asking this question. They've dealt with a lot of injuries, and they are in first place, but this was a team that was projected to be, by a lot of people, a 100-win team, a dominant team, and they haven't been that. So when you look at this first half of this Nationals team, is it good, bad, indifferent? I mean, is this first half kind of glass half full or glass half empty for this Nationals team?
I think it's half full. I think it's been good, considering all their injuries. I think the reason they're in first place is because of their pitching staff. There's no question about it. Max Scherzer leading the way, and Jordan Zimmermann as well. And I think if not for them, they would be in trouble right now. The hitting has been up and down. Surprisingly, it's like in the top 10 in offense, which is surprising because there are times with runners on base, they are just terrible at times. So I think the glass is half full. Once everyone is healthy again, I think it'll be okay.
And you kind of answered this, but the next question is, what is, if there is a reason or multiple reasons, I think the Nationals' case, I think it's some good and some bad, what is it that has them where they are right now, which is, again, first place but not running away with things?
Well, number one, they're in first place because, number one, of Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is a guy who's just carried this team. He's been really the only guy who's been hitting consistently. You can say Escobar, but he's not driving in runs. Obviously, the pitching staff has done well with Scherzer and Jordan Zimmermann. And that's pretty much it. That's why they're in first place right now. And it could get better once the injuries are all healed.
What's the single biggest pleasant surprise for this team so far in 2015?
I would say, believe it or not, Danny Espinosa. I mean, Danny Espinosa, in my opinion, kind of saved the season, because if he was hitting the way he did the last 2 years, I think this team would be in trouble right now. And I would say, without a doubt, it's Danny. You know, he's hitting. He's not striking out as much. And he's getting key base hits. And that's good to see. I think that's what everyone expected out of him 4 or 5 years ago when he first came into the Nationals. And I'm happy that he's really hitting the ball well.
And then on the opposite side, what's the biggest unpleasant surprise of this club so far?
Well, I think there's two. I think one is Ian Desmond, obviously. I think everyone expected him to have a bang-up year going into his free agency year. He's not hitting. He's not playing good defense. And I would have to also say Wilson Ramos as well, because Wilson Ramos has not played well defensively. He can't seem to catch a ball from the outfield when trying to throw out a runner. Hitting-wise, he's been just okay. I think a lot of people expected him to really hit for power, driving a lot of runs. And I think he's been kind of a disappointment in that factor.
When you look at Desmond, it seems like, you know, he's certainly not where he wants to be. He'll show flashes, and then it'll sort of fade again. Do you see any signs of him getting traction, of him getting to where he would want to be and where the club needs him to be?
Well, I would say yes and no. I mean, his biggest problem, and I spoke to a scout, and Matt Williams confirmed it, you know, he's leaving his shoulder is open. It's a mechanical thing. It's also a mental thing as well. Ian Desmond said he has to make sure he has to get things straightened out mentally as well. Make sure his swing is okay mentally and also physically as well. So, I mean, hopefully, the second half of the All-Star break, you would hope that he would get things going and his hitting going as well.
What's the number one storyline to watch for this club in the second half?
Without a doubt, it would have to be the trade deadline, because you don't know. You have four guys who are free agents, and that is Desmond, Fister, Spann. and Zimmerman. And you would hope that these guys are around for the rest of the season, but you just never know because the Nationals, you know, really need to improve their bullpen. In my opinion, they also need to improve their offense, you know, even though they're 10th in the league right now, because I just think they need more than just Bryce Harper to carry this team. And, you know, if I'm the opposing pitcher right now, I wouldn't pitch to Bryce Harper right now because I think they have nobody to protect them. So that's going to be interesting.
So you think there is some chance they would deal off the major league roster in order to get upgrades between now and the deadline?
I think there's a possibility of that. I mean, I think they have enough, strength in the minor leagues to make a trade. And, we have to see what happens. I mean, the Nationals are just not going to make a trade. They need to make something that's going to help them in the long run.
Give me one move for this team that needs to happen.
I think, without a doubt, it's they got to improve the bullpen. I mean, outside of Drew Storen, I think they don't have David Carpenter has been good, but this is just six games for him. And I think they need someone to be consistent, the seventh and eighth inning before Drew Storen. So I just hope that they can get somebody. Who that is, I would not be surprised if it was Tyler Clippard. And it's definitely not the guy from the Reds, the closer for the Reds. I forget his name now, but there's no way. They wouldn't do that for Drew Storen again. And Drew Storen has been that good as a closer.
So it's not because of the money that they wouldn't do Chapman? You just don't think they'd bring in a ninth inning guy?
No, because it makes no sense. I mean, Drew Storen has done the job. I mean, he's their lifesaver in that bullpen right now. They need a more consistent guy in the seventh and eighth inning. The long relief hasn't been that bad, but, there's no guarantees what Tanner Roark could do. Tanner Roark has been in the rotation, out of the rotation, so he's been in and out. So you just hope they can get a guy who can be consistent in the late innings.
And then one last question. When we look back at this team at the end of the year, be it first week in October or first week in November, what's the final result for this team? I think everybody figures they're probably still a postseason team, but are they? And if so, how deep?
You know what, Matthew? Right now, I don't think they're a world championship team. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're still going to win the division. But they're going to have to get it together offensively and in the late innings, in my opinion, in order to go all the way. So you just hope that they can add someone to help Bryce Harper. And I think once Jason Worth comes back, he'll be a big factor because of his high on-base percentage. He could be the leadoff hitter if Denard Span is not coming back. So I think Jason Worth is going to be a big deal for the Nationals once he comes back.
All right. Well, Bill Adson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.